Mm-hmm. Really keep that to yourselves, by the way.
So what's their name?
His name is Pax.
Is he cute?
He's adorable.
Oh my god, you're like
the most human looking tiefling I've ever seen.
You're like the best dad, but not.
I'm gonna let that go. Oh boy. But anyway. Oh wait, we don't have any of our stuff anymore.
Do you have like baby photos?
No.
I don't have photos.
Baby portrait engraving?
I do not.
Cameos of your
I guess
son.
If you see him.
Well, how do we know what it looks like?
I'm about to tell you. Lord, learn to read a situation.
I don't. I rush in.
I see that.
she skims. She feed reads.
Speaking of that, we gotta show him the book that we found that I couldn't read.
That book.
Yeah.
Does Chance have skills in Arcana?
Oh, yeah. Not much.
What you could do is, who has the highest Arcana?
I have two.
Three?
I have one.
Okay,
well, then. Chance has the highest.
18.
You got an 18.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
We're good.
You discover this book is The Bestiary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Each time its owner uses it, you may study one creature, or you can use your action to study a creature within 30 feet, and each time you use it, it reveals one piece of information about that creature. So, for example, if you were to open it and use your action to study a wolf, it could tell you each time you used it, either its HP, it could tell you any damage vulnerabilities it had, it could tell you resistances, it could tell you its proficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at the beginning of a combat, you could open it up, look at a creature, and probably the most important thing would be, like, does it have any vulnerabilities?
Yeah.
Mm.
So that I can exploit them.
Can we look up ice trolls?
And, well, you actually have to study a creature.
If you had it. Like, in character, that would be your thing. But in combat, like, one of us should, because you need to be the attack sponge and stuff.
Well, now, Chance could use it pretty effectively if he scouted in stealth.
I think Chance is the book guy.
Yeah, Chance, you're the book guy.
Chance has all sorts of books now.
I know, God.
I think your attacks should be, like, chapters, like chapter da da da, and then some book parody.
Well, actually,
index, appendix, that's table of contents.
Your final
just a
attack.
Table full of books that
your final attack.
On.
You scream Dewey Decimal System or something.
That's good.
That spell book you fought.
Mm-hmm.
One of its attacks is called Spoiler. And the one you fought cast up to second level spells, and it says
Dumbledore dies. No.
It says cast one random third level spell, and it's stunned for a D4 minus one rounds. And it has another attack called Plot Hole, but I won't tell you what it does.
I love.
Describe.
So anyway, whenever it looks at a new monster, it will actually draw a picture of the monster in the book, and it will list on the left-hand page, and it will begin listing its characteristics on the right.
So do we just, can we have this in our pocket, and it collects the information?
No. You actually have to spend an action
looking at
to use it. So it doesn't give it to you for free, so you'll have to work at filling it out.
And if y'all are leaving, I think Temperance should have it.
I think you should start cataloging.
Yeah, I think you should
catalog the people in this building.
Mm. You think it would work on them?
Can't hurt.
I mean, I have to come back. At the very least, you hate it.
At the very least, it will give you some of their combat statistics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty. Can I write this in my spell book? Just.
Can we, like, how like, low-key can we
use this? I don't know. If it's a big leather journal, and I can only put, like, one spell per level, that's, like, three pages, so I can use the rest of it to write down the shit I see in that book. Because I assume every time you open it, the stuff disappears.
No. It saves it.
Oh, okay.
Once, the reason that it had faded out before was because it had no owner.
Oh.
And it had sat dormant for a very long time.
Oh, all right.
So the writing had faded.
Oh, there, yeah.
So right. Yeah, in fact, that means
log everything I need, and when y'all come back, I can hand it to you, and you can take it to the black pigeons.
For example, then
it's
really
good idea.
If you spent mm-hmm. two actions, mm-hmm. your entry two actions on a single monster, your entry on that monster would now have two pieces of data, and you mm-hmm. could actually fill out the monster's entire characteristics mm-hmm. if you spent enough actions doing so. And they remain as long as the book is in your possession.
Mm-hmm. Dang, how low-key could we activate this? Like, could she do this on, Gaj?
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be very hard. Now, if you could catch Gaj somewhere besides the dining room.
In front of them like I'm reading a book.
Yeah, but if you just opened the book and nobody knew what it was, then, yeah, they wouldn't know that they were being observed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you, go sit in a corner by
yourself?
That's
the plan, just have dinner. I'm like... So, how was your day?
We need to get, a fancy book jacket. We need to both learn how to,
Sorry, Wario.
Yeah, no, both, for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to
I can only buy one.
Am I the only one that gets the craft ability and all that? The
Real special... quick, if I hand the book off to somebody, will it blank out again?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
That way we can log all we need to, and then mm-hmm. we can give it to the...
Yeah, it does. It does not blank immediately, and as long as somebody is controlling it, and it's not... laying dormant, unused.
Mm-hmm.
It retains its information.
This is actually a good plan. This is actually a really good plan.
Yeah, it is.
Now I don't want to leave yet. I want to collect information.
Well, how about I take you out for some fresh air?
And but knowing you have to come back.
Have fun.
It's tough.
Well, let's let everyone know we're not dead.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Well,
outpost it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were looking for
the
dude.
Plant.
Just be safe. We gotta get that thing. We gotta get that. If he's there. Or something. Some way of communicating. I guess it's still okay.
Well, now, it provided that the house has not moved much. You aren't really certain where you were to begin with.
That's true.
Though it was icy.
Yeah.
Tundra, so you kind of assumed that maybe the house was still in the northern part of the same world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you leave now, you may be able,
to make it to the border.
Once you get out, you can sort of take the lay of the land and try to figure out where you are.
Mm-hmm. How about let's just peek out and kind of get an estimate.
Before sunset, maybe?
Yeah.
Huh?
Try to get mm-hmm. across before sunset, maybe?
Yeah.
May I suggest we don't even have to just leave right away? I mean, we could see if we could kind of guess where we are.
Yeah, let's scout. Yeah, I would agree with that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Can we maybe do a nature check or a survival check to kind of see what the foliage is? Mm-hmm.
You'd be able to identify things that were familiar to you if you got out. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Chance, what are you doing?
Heading to lunch.
Okay.
With my new book.
With your new book.
It's just so engrossing.
I guess we put the extra chocobos in our room.
I was going to say, where are we going to put that in our room? Are we just going to have a bunch of chickens in our room?
It's going to reek so bad.
What?
Don't they smell like bad, but in a good way?
Yeah, but okay, that's outdoors. Better. They're indoors now.
Well,
six of them in a small
room. You kind of
room. Peek
into your room, and you see that the room has six stables appended to the end.
Dang it, they're
just creepy.
They know.
They know everything.
Either they know or the house knows.
As long as it's just,
see what I mean, see what I mean.
We're free of the rules. Let's not forget
that. See what I mean.
We're free of the rules.
But our freedom.
Tell her, deal with it, deal with it. Hashtag deal with it.
Deal with it, deal with it. Hashtag deal with it.
I put Felicity on top of the chocobo. We need to give
them. Oh my god, that's cute. Draw it.
We need to give them names. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw them, Zia. I drew chickens in church.
Oh, let me see those chickens.
Six names.
Look at these beautiful babies.
Good names.
Six names.
I love them.
I hadn't even named the four that I have in 15 because we haven't come up with any names.
I love this handsome boy.
Let me see this chicken.
So sweet.
I tried to draw Imo, too. I know, in scale, it's not great. But
what does the boy do? Oh, he has the chicken. He loved the chicken. Oh, you're pretty much spot on. He just found himself a big chicken.
That's a big chicken. Like a baby yeah. chocobo.
It's a baby chocobo.
Yeah.
Are these his little pleading eyes?
I was going to do one where it's on top of his head. He's just like, yes! But I ran out of room.
Yeah, that's pretty much Imo. I think yeah. you got him.
My bird name suggestions are Fowler and Robert Downey Jr. Because Downey feathers.
Oh, I was thinking Robert, like for you.
No.
Yeah, like he's Robin. Like he's your Robin.
Oh, Robbie Robin. Blind. We named in ARC the little thief critter Robbie Blind.
Oh, that's cute!
Nah. And I named mine Criminal Scum, but she got killed, so now I'm gonna have
Criminal Scum.
Hmm. What was I gonna name it? Criminal Skim.
Criminal Skim.
Criminal Skim.
That's good.
What else?
I'm compelled by kiwi because it's like hue or pulp or bobo for memes. Bobo is here.
Mm-hmm. With your bobo-esque hair. That's JoJo, excuse me.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna groan.
I'm ready.
So I'm just gonna name it after the best person he knows. But he's gonna put a little spin on it. It's gonna be Peeptra.
Aww.
I love it! Yes. I love it!
I also found this list of
She's gonna be so creeped out.
No, she's gonna be excited and creeped out.
Excited, yeah.
It's my child!
Peeptra.
Yeah, she'll get that look on her face and laugh.
I love it.
She's gonna want one of her own. She can't have it!
Nope.
I go with Kiwi. Kiwi and Felicity.
That's good.
Hang on, there's six of them. Alright, we got Ace Henchura.
No!
Airy Fisher. Albatross Geller. Alex Gander Graham Bell. Annie Henna.
You're just gonna sink
Ariana
under the table.
Buffington. Blue Jay Edgar Hoover. Buzzard Aldrin. Chick Jagger.
How about Wark Zuckerberg?
Wark Zuckerberg. Yes.
That's good.
Perfect. Write it down.
I'm sticking with Bobo or Kiwi. Kiwi the Bobo.
How about
Parrot Hilton?
I just call us. I have a different name for it every time.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Roger.
Penguin Stefani.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
No.
We're good. We're good.
Holly Parton.
Helen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, we're gonna go do something now.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot what we're gonna... Oh, yeah, we're gonna go to the outpost.
One more.
Do your thing.
One more. Steven Squawking.
Hawking would have worked!
I know!
Okay, well, y'all retreat while Chance is... obsessively listing stupid bird
names. You know
names.
What? He learned all these people in the noble people, the recent celebrities.
Yeah.
That's where he got all these names. We don't know who they are.
It's wonderful.
Okay. We're not friends anymore.
God.
The friendship is dead, just like me.
So, you guys make your way to the front door.
Yeah.
Just like many other things, often if you want to find it, it seems like it sort of appears.
We have our map.
Yeah, and you do have a map to it. I forgot about that. So, exiting the hut, find yourself on the porch. Mm-hmm. You're in a lightly wooded area. There are white barked trees here.
Okay.
So would you like to roll me... Jude! Wake up! It is not time to be sleeping.
Look, they're closing again. Look at them go.
I see that. It's too much. Yeah, give me a nature or survival, whichever one you prefer.
What did I get? I got a reroll is what I got.
Oh, it's you two?
I got a 12.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah, not you, Chance.
Okay, cool. I'm good with that.
You're investigating.
Table.
I got a 16 okay. In nature.
Well, you recognize these as, I guess, birch trees, white birch, that grow in the north.
Good, I know we're north.
I was going to say, is there still snow? Are we at least still in the Icelands?
Yeah, we're in tundra still.
Cold. Okay, good.
And there is snow on the ground.
I'm getting stressed for a fictional character. Because I would be scared too. Like, am I lost? Do I get reception? Am I going to be able to find my way home? Is there GPS?
You're like, no, there's not even technology.
Eavesdropping crumbs.
Yep. Well, you take the read of the sky to figure out which way is which. You see some mountains. That you recognize.
Yes.
And you feel like if you head southwest from here, that probably you're actually probably pretty close to the border of Irizen.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Look at his little head.
What was that, dude?
It's so shitty.
That look of betrayal. No, why? That's not a betrayal. That's like knowing, like,
yeah, you can't fool me. You did that.
You can't fool me.
I don't care.
No waking up at 6 a.m.
He wakes me up, yeah. 6 a.m. every morning. Running around being bad.
Well, he starts mumbling to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He mumbles?
Yeah. He'll walk around the house.
At the window and starts scratching and claw at the blinds.
And he's talking to himself. He's not vocalizing to somebody
pacing.
Else. He's pacing. He'll pace and talk to himself.
Oh my god.
Wow. I mean, Wilson does that sometimes, but I thought it was like a call for help. Like, he'll be like, meh, 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 and walk around, but...
No, but Jude will actually, and it'll be long. Yeah. It won't be like, meh. It'll be like, you know, and just continue, and with varying pitches.
Yeah.
So he's changing whatever he's saying.
He's talking to somebody.
It's like he's trying. Maybe he's trying to mimic
y'all
you guys.
Have a ghost, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He talks to him.
Yeah, I don't know how I have a ghost. It's a freaking trailer house.
I know, but still,
that's who did all the naughty things, Jude. You were trying to warn us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Okay, so you ride your chocobos southwest for about an hour.
They're fast.
Yeah, they're pretty fast, which is good because, I mean, it's approaching maybe 2 or 3 in the afternoon at this point.
Okay.
Because y'all been busy all morning.
Yeah.
And you see a little wooden hut. It's round with a conical top and up on stands.
I skirt right around that thing.
Yeah, because it has a door that's open facing west.
Oh, no. That's one of those things.
You want to look inside?
Nope.
No, you're just going to run like hell, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I boost my chocobo.
Yeah.
Can we like, make sure we're not in its field of door vision? Because I want to just...
Yeah.
Well, y'all kind of skirt around, and you go more south-southwest, and then you curve sort of directly west, because up further up, you see another hut.
We are the Weenie Hut crew.
Yeah, totally.
And you kind of like, you know, you do this until you manage to avoid them, and they fall out of sight.
Yep.
So it's all about this, and then now I'm not about this.
And
it's okay. We're good.
Find yourself in relatively familiar territory. Mm-hmm. In about another hour or so, you find a road and follow it for about half an hour south, and you find the village of Treeline.
That's where we were, right?
Yeah, that's where you were.
Sweet, okay.
We are back!
And there is an outpost here.
Mm-hmm. I need the outhouse. After that scary adventure.
Actually, you just need to change your clothes.
No! I don't do that!
It's not that bad. Even if it was, I ain't hating. I'm having the same thing. So it's okay. I'm having enough of fairies.
As you approach, you actually see... There are several horses outside the outpost. I say several. There's about 6 horses outside the outpost. You know that they don't keep that many people posted here.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are previous horses?
No, and they have the Black Raven's insignias on the saddle.
Hey!
So they probably have people here possibly searching or as... additional security after they lost to...
Can we get our Black Raven identification out?
Wait,
our
tags? Back up. What are we even going to say? Because they're going to like hold us or think we're traitors or something if we just go barreling in that we're staying with Baba Yaga. It's a fun time.
No, we don't say that.
No, but what are we going to say?
We just say what happened. And...
But then they're going to want to like hold us, right? Because, I mean, we're or like, hey, we're gonna rescue you.
Then all athletics check out of there.
Well, that's gonna be suspicious and traitorous too. We gotta have like, this is totally outside of, that's not at all how she would act. Like, I'm just thinking that, like, in character.
Well, what, how would she act?
She'd barrel in too.
Oh, you okay?
Alan, you alright?
Got it.
Okay.
I got that fly.
Excellent.
I'd like to say I'm having a super near-death phantasmagorical encounter. She wouldn't ever... She's going to be less likely to dash in, but...
the skinny is we chocoboed out of there. We saw huts, and we weenie-hutted around them.
We, like, went around the huts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did not look in the hut. Blake said, do you want to look in the hut? And we said, no.
Pass.
And we have arrived back in Tree Line, which is where we previously were investigating.
We found horses that have the black raven insignia.
Yes, six horses, which is more than...
Yeah, normally there is a small outpost here. Generally, there's about two people there in Tree Line because it's a small village. It's far to the north, so it's staffed by two people most of the time. Mm-hmm. Usually a wizard, some other, like a scout, a ranger, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Someone who can send messages and someone who can scout. Mm-hmm. And then patrols will come through, you know, stop briefly, go further north, etc.
Restock, etc.
But seeing all these horses indicates either that a patrol is currently here or that they are upping security based on losing two patrols. Mm-hmm.
May I suggest we tell them what happened, but say we're deep undercover right now.
That's probably smart.
Our co-worker. What would I call a fellow recruit? Our fellow
our friend.
Soldier?
Maybe,
our friend. Our fellow friend.
Yeah, but
our
I want to sound
buddy.
Like...
Battle
no.
buddy.
Battle buddy?
There's a more official name for it. I can't
I
want to
sound really
right
official.
Compatriot.
Our
Man,
compatriot.
I mean, comrade might comrade work, but I don't know if...
Well, whatever word they
whatever,
use.
Whatever word.
Comrade.
We our comrade. Our comrade is in there right now gathering information. And we intend to return to him.
No, I'll look it up.
I think barreling
squad
in.
Mate.
Squad mate.
Yeah, because y'all were called fire squads.
Yeah, so our squad mate.
Or fire teams, actually, is what you were called. But
yeah,
squad but mate or teammate, actually, in this case,
I think
would work.
Going in there real, like, yeah, we have information. It sounds a lot less suspicious than, like, well, let me leave you a little note.
Yeah, we gotta get our intimidate going. We're both intimidators. We
well, I don't think we need to intimidate
no,
them.
No, but look official.
You may need to persuade them.
That we know what we're doing.
How high is it?
Do we have things we could show them that could persuade them?
Ally.
Our ally. Yeah.
Well, that's dumb. We should have come up with
I know. Why can't we think of this?
God dang.
Oh my god.
I have that. I guess I kept the library key, huh? After I put it in?
Yeah.
Do you still have that? We don't have that biscuit from Gosh, huh?
Nah.
That wouldn't count.
Y'all didn't get the new badge.
What?
You should still
look
around.
At this biscuit. Incriminating biscuit evidence. In jail. 200 years jail.
Oh,
now, what we did keep, is who saw Louie sticking gravy in a bottle? And we kept the bottle of gravy.
I have it. The alien soup. I have it.
What happened to alien soup?
I don't know why, but I have that. The alien soup.
Well, let's show them that. Say we got weird food from that place.
Do you still have the lens, or did she keep the lens?
I thought
you gave
I
it back, and
it.
I took it because you didn't want to take it.
No. Yeah. So
okay. So you have the lens.
So we have a collection of strange treasures.
We're deep undercover.
Just let him stay for a minute.
I guess we're not undercover. We're deep undercover. We're gonna lie. We're deep undercover in enemy territory.
Yeah.
Doing recon.
We'll argue that we have a unique position.
Yeah.
Is that we were invited. We were told we were guests. Mm-hmm. So rather than, you know, losing more troops, we can come and go.
I'll tell you what.
Infiltration successful.
If you're going to talk to them, mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to hash out every single word you'll actually say.
No, but I mean, basically.
We want to have a basic idea of what we're going to tell them.
So,
pretend we're talking to each other on a chocobo about what we're going to say.
Right. So, I'm going to assume you go ahead and write up.
Yeah, and we have these weird birds that they've never seen before. Yeah, I'm guessing people are looking at our birds.
Yeah, actually...
the birds. How are they doing in the snow? Like, god dang. Are we doing in
they're
the
great.
Snow?
They're great.
They put their feet up really high.
Actually, the chocobos seem... adapted.
They're all terrain.
Yeah. They're,
I didn't know if we got them, like, to the ice level yet, or mountain climbing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So people like my bird?
Yeah, well, I mean, you definitely cause a commotion as you ride into town. People coming out to look. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember. Of course, you never came through here. But, I mean, you dismount and you walk inside the outpost. I mean, it's pretty small. It's basically a two-room deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sort of an outer office and then some beds in the back where the people, whoever's staffing, stays. And, of course, there are 8 people inside, the 2 normals plus the 6 on horseback. And now all 8 turn and like,
Can, after we introduce ourselves, can I ask the outcome of the people that were with us?
Oh, yeah.
I want to start with that, because I don't know what happened to them, and I'm a little bit concerned. My character knew their names. They were never introduced to me as the player. I say their names.
Mm-hmm. The Red Rider guy? The guys who...
No. The people that were attacked by wolves with us.
Yeah, and then the Red Rider came and stuff, right?
No, the Red Rider...
No, Baba Yaga came on a fish.
Oh, it was Baba Yaga. Okay, I thought the Red Rider came too.
The Red Rider had crossed before. Yeah. We had heard reports of it, and we were going out to investigate. We never saw it.
I thought like there was almost like a final encounter thing too, like Baba Yaga and the troll.
No, we saw
the Red Rider.
There was no Red Rider.
Okay.
We saw the woman, and then she said
a troll
came
crashing in.
A troll came through along with the wolves.
And then Baba Yaga swooped in. Okay.
All right.
Were you able to find them? Did they come back?
There was one survivor.
God dang.
Can we speak to him?
Well, depending on what your story is going to decide what happens next.
We tell them all the things we just talked
about.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't you roll persuasion first?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, Honor, roll me an intimidate as well.
You better listen or else.
19! 13.
13?
19 plus 7.
Can I also...
19 plus... Okay.
Yeah. If you don't do it, I'm doing it.
You know...
I'm doing the best I can.
No, yeah.
Temperance is casting a long shadow back there.
She's like, angry about her experiences being doubted.
Imo is being...
Kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Very sincere. They, and you tell them their story, and they say, well... up until the point that you were taken, all the details match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, at this point, can I mention the strange girl?
They know about the strange girl.
Okay. He told me.
Because the survivor.
Yeah.
And he's not here. He's already been taken back to the fortress.
Yeah, he probably needed some treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he have any wacky encounters?
Well, no, he was found eventually. He actually survived.
He probably is missing limbs.
Crawling under the wreckage of the
wagon.
The wagon and hiding there. He was pretty badly injured by the troll and managed to sort of convince them he was dead long enough to get them to look away and kind of scoot.
Yeah, I figured he didn't have a good time of it.
No, he didn't have a good time of it. The other two didn't make it.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, you know, I was expecting none to make it, so...
So, good on you.
Thanks for having some alibi-age for us.
I should be giving them some.
Well, I guess we tell them and show them what we have gathered.
Well,
and tell them Chance is there as well, under gathering information and intel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they deliberate for some time and ultimately decide that based on what you've told them...
And what we've shown them.
And what you've shown them, that it would be, if you were allies with the Witch Kingdom, that it would be awfully hard and probably costly to attempt to keep you here.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to let you go for now. not really able to decide what else to do.
Well, I got some suggestions. Here's my intimidation roll. It's like, we need some way of communicating with you guys, somehow low-key or something. And we need to be able to, like, if something dirty goes down up there, y'all can come up there and help us.
Yeah, we need an established rendezvous point.
Because
well.
There's something, there's some bad mojo going on. Like, we already knew that, but they're doing something us, maybe.
There's a fishy people.
During this time, the wizard sends a message back to the fortress and is now relaying all this. It seems that the one who's answering on the other side is a man, is the second in command there, who has been called to their communication office on the other side, named Stenvas Trollkiller. And given that name, you can imagine what he wants to do. In fact, he's been pretty warlike regarding the role of the Black Ravens. He's been pushing for invasion of Irizen for a while and is responsible for the increased enrollment because, of course, you know, when people start hearing about glory to be had, young, impressionable minds want to go enlist. But it's obvious that he sees an opportunity. He seems open to the idea of you gathering information. Currently, the way they communicate with their wizards at outposts is they have just a small rod that is enchanted to send messages back and forth. Now, it only works with a paired rod within distance, so it has some limitations. If you pass outside this dimension, it's not going to work. Provided the hut stays here, if you exit the hut, you'll be able to use the rod to communicate.
Dang, low reception.
Low reception, yeah, you don't get any cell phone signal in there. So he instructs that you be given one of those and demands daily reports.
Well, we'll do our best.
We're gonna do our best, goddamn.
I mean, we ran into some bad stuff and may get held up. I mean, there was a whole room full of mimics. It was a mimic breeding ground.
You talk him down, and he submits to a weekly report.
Okay.
How about when we can, goddamn?
I'll settle with weekly.
I'm just afraid we'll lose time.
Within a range of days, so you finally managed to talk him down to something reasonable. But he wants to know basically everything that you discover, and he wants to know if he can find information on Irizen's forces, the sort of information that scouting would be unable to provide, only a deeply placed spy, you know, defenses of cities and stuff like that, numbers, who's in command. You're not sure that you can get him any of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, but I don't even think Baba Yaga's involved with that much business.
But you guys understand that if you tell him, we can't do that, you're not going to leave this hut.
Yeah, we're just...
outpost.
He's
kind of,
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You go along with all of his demands. Yeah, you get the communication rod, and thereafter you're free to go. It's been several hours now.
Oh, we better get home before it's dark.
Yeah, I wish there was a way to, like, it expand or contract or something so we can, like, low-key hide it.
Well, they're quite small.
Oh, okay.
When I say rod, like that, but it's more like a small metal cylinder.
I'm taking them at the word that we're free to do what we want.
Yeah.
Which means bringing in stuff.
Do we want to bring anything back with us?
Yeah, well, is there something, like, unique to this place that would be...
Not particularly. It's a small village. Mostly what you're going to find in here, I mean, anything useful to you is probably going to be in this outpost. No. And unfortunately, it's mostly supplies.
No,
really, you're taken care of for the time being there at the hut.
But mostly, you want something to, like, give, I guess, to appease, his name again.
Can I get a... This is going to sound silly, but... Can I get, like, a delicacy for Gaj?
Yeah, or Luhi.
Yeah, can we bring back treats?
Or, weird ingredients for, God dang it.
Zorka?
Yeah, Zorka.
There's really nothing weird here. There is a sort of tuber that's kind of native to this area.
Okay.
Man, let's just rip up a handful.
It's,
get some potato.
Yeah, it's... adapted to survive heavy frost.
Maybe it's so like it's, a beet potato.
Yeah, something like that.
Beetato.
Potato.
It's a potato.
A potato.
It's a peat. I like a peat.
A peat.
A peat.
We get like a handful it. Of peats.
So, obviously, it's grown pretty enthusiastically around here because in deep winter, you know, you can actually still grow these things.
Maybe this can be our Hail Mary stupid cover if anyone asked what we were doing.
Yeah.
We wanted to bring these.
Yeah. Why not?
We want to bring you some peats.
Some peats.
Yeah.
So,
we really like them and we just enthusiastically crunch them.
Yeah, because it reminds us of family.
Crunch.
Crunch.
Okay.
So y'all have a handful of peats. You have a communication device that it connects you with the communications tower at the Fortress of the Black Ravens. And you jump on your chocobos and
ride back before sunset.
Ride back. You're racing the sunset.
Oh, great. We're going to have to kick some dolls in the face.
Good luck.
How much... If we get enough speed, can we get these guys, like, floating or gliding a bit?
They don't have the fly ability yet.
Dang it.
Yeah, we're going to have to level them up. Okay, let's... it's up to this guy if we get back home. Let's do it.
Okay.
Do we do it?
Well, yeah, it takes you about an hour and a half. Actually, it takes you about 45 minutes because now you're galloping. Before, mm-hmm. you were kind of picking your way through, trying to figure out where you were.
Yeah.
Now you follow your trail back, and you've got them at a steady trot.
Mm-hmm. On the edge of my seat.
Yeah. As you approach the border, the shadows are growing very long, and you try to ride in between the huts as you did before.
I'm so nervous.
I am too.
Like, I'm going to straight up throw a potato in their face.
As you ride past the huts, I mean, you see the darkened doors, but you can't see inside.
I don't look inside.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I don't look. I got my blinders on. Let's.
Your chocobos of their own volition pick up the pace.
No, go, 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 go.
And as you sprint through the night, you hear the crunch of frost underneath your chocobos.
No!
Crunch.
The most ominous crunch.
Oh.
No.
No.
There's a whistling sound behind you.
No!
No!
Do you look?
No!
No. You spur your chocobos and sprint.
No.
I'm going to use a key. Where is the thing?
You don't have any key left today.
I can come back. I don't have spells. Wait,
no, you short rested.
Yeah,
right.
I short rested. I thought I had a... I can't even find my cards now. Like a get the heck out of here key.
It's only for you. You can't use it on your chocobo.
I can't empower my chocobo.
Can I fire some alchemical fire behind me?
Yeah, you could actually take it out and toss the vial behind you and bust it. Okay, so spend one of your alchemical fires.
Yep, it is spent. It's fine.
Oh, step of wind.
Oh yeah, I have it here. Okay, one. I don't care. It's blasted.
You just throw it over your shoulder, and you hear it break behind you, and a whoosh, you know, as it ignites, and that whistle becomes very, very shrill.
It's still not looking.
And it sort of whips around. You hear it go. It goes. It's, you know, it's like. And it goes like it was going around something.
Mm-hmm.
But Temperance, why don't you spend one of yours as well?
Let's throw that fire.
Yeah, throw that fire.
Okay.
Throw that fire. Can I throw a potato too?
Don't throw the potato.
Keep the potato.
We need those tables. Those peats.
If I roll a 20, maybe the potato.
Again, you hear
it comes back. It boomerangs.
Again, you hear the angry scream.
They reject it.
How close do we see the hut?
Well, y'all passed the hut. Y'all passed the
hut.
Our big hut.
Oh, the big hut. Well, y'all are sprinting, and your chocobos are now full out running, and you're moving faster than you thought possible. Your face is, and your hands are like freezing.
I swear, I will let the chocobo sleep in mine own bed. for this, and I will sleep in the stable.
And finally, the whistling fades and stops.
Oh, shoot, I could have done Arms of Hadar and just slapped them around.
It is good. Okay. We are good.
And
next time.
No, next time.
There's going to be a next time. That's the worst part.
Oh, no, God. We're going to leave, like, at 7:30 a.m. and get home well before.
Mm-hmm. Well, you finally ride up to the house, and taking one nervous glance behind you, you see nothing but darkness mm-hmm. and the white bone-like trees.
Yay!
And you jump inside as fast as you can. You never thought you would be so happy to enter the hut of an ancient cannibalistic witch. Zorka is in the lobby, hanging up some a coat and a hat.
I just, out of panic, just dropped the potatoes and yelled, "Potatoes!"
He seems surprised, but picks them up and says, "These look interesting. How do you prepare them?" And I was just
boil.
I like get off, like, maneuver to get off the chocobo and just fall face
front. Like lands on the ground.
I was trying to be cool and like kind of stumble off, but it's like no.
Potatoes just spill out your pockets too.
They roll out.
They spill everywhere.
It just looks like you like you're both nuts. Gathers we're the crying. Potato and walks away.
We missed our home food, so we went to get them.
Yeah.
This is joy.
They're for Luigi. Whatever.
They're for that
Luigi. Is Chance here? Is Chance here as well?
No, Chance is not there.
I'm at dinner.
Oh, okay. You enjoying some din-dins.
Yeah, I'm enjoying din-din with my book.
I just love these Peets so much.
Mm-hmm. It's just
so much. Like, this is how she talks so much.
We're just eating them raw.
For Lucy. Like, this is something she's never had before.
Yeah. We wanted to share our favorite meal. So that's why we ran all the way there and ran all the way back to share our favorite meal.
Zorka says, "My, how thoughtful."
We like her money. Let's scoop up our potatoes and go to dinner.
Now, whenever y'all left, Chance had actually gone to lunch.
Oh, yeah. What'd you do at
dinner? Yeah, how did that go? No, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Should we...
Yeah, backtrack.
Do your thing.
Yeah, so now we're backtracking to do...
Oh, my gosh. What an adventure.
This is so good. This is like the best D&D night. God dang.
We need to start earlier more often.
Yeah. Physically more stressed.
Did my chocobo level up, by the way?
Yes.
Or did de-leveled?
Y'all should really level up for that run you just did.
Congratulations. Chocobo leveled up.
I take it we probably bring him to the stables in our room.
Yeah.
I actually am going to let mine sleep in my bed if it wants to.
You know what? No, I'm going to name mine Bobby Corwin.
The one they hatched together. Yeah, the little egg.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway, yeah. So that's
Bobby Corwin.
Bobby! Bobby! So yeah, backtracking to lunch.
Yeah.
I went to with my new, very engrossing book.
That hopefully you've disguised so it doesn't just look
of
like...
Of course I have. How long have you known me?
Maybe a couple weeks.
I could have sworn it was a few months. Didn't we train for a few months and then we ended up here?
It's still a couple weeks. It's just a couple more weeks.
You are terrible at math.
Of course.
A couple is 2 weeks.
A
couple more is 1 month. So we've known each other for several months. Several months.
A couple more weeks.
It's like a couple times six.
So,
what happened?
Is this our new terrain?
Chase.
To fight in?
I like it. It is now.
Yeah. Chase walks into the dining room.
Who does?
Chance.
There you go.
Chase
is
your
evil
twin brother, Chase. You came in a changed Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Chance. Sorry.
That's cool. That was funny.
Excuse me.
Sebastian the Tiefling.
Sebastian.
Sebastian.
And this time sees someone he has never seen there before. An extremely tall and very skinny and bony old man with hair like tangled seaweed and a long hawkish nose, a big mouth with crooked teeth and reptilian sort of eyes, is sitting naked at the table.
You got a great friend.
Oh, God. As long as I don't have to seduce him.
And,
just don't look down. Don't think about his coin purse. Crap.
He's twirling a thunderstorm on his finger. Gaj is not sitting in her usual place because he's sitting right next to that spot. She's moved. There's a placemat set where Luhi normally sits, but she's nowhere to be seen.
Oh, I guess they don't like this guy.
Yeah, it's just those two in there right now.
Is he stinky?
It's just the two of us?
No, it's Gaj is in there, too.
Oh,
but she's sitting somewhere else.
She's sitting way over there.
She's kind of looking at him, kind of...
Mm-hmm.
He, for his part, doesn't seem to really acknowledge either of you.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you a glance as you walk in, and you feel like he's sort of appraising you, but then he's just like...
Mm-hmm.
Appraise him right back.
That's being saucy. That's not appraising.
You've been weighed, you've been measured, you've been found wanting.
Whoa, that was a good one. What is that from?
It's from A Knight's Tale.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you like came up with that. I was like,
no, oh, I wish. I no, was like, it's
yeah. From... God dang.
No, it's from a movie.
That was so on point.
I mean, you could have just lied.
I know, but... No, so... If this ever gets animated, someone would have known.
We could spin a rowdy
I don't
boy
need to deal with angry nerds.
We could spin a rowdy boy token, and Chance is the original speaker of this line.
Yep.
I don't think rowdy boy tokens work in real life.
No, sadly. Anyway.
Zorka walks in and sees the old man sitting there. And he says, "Now, Koshe, you know the rules. At least wear something on your loins."
Rules.
Koshe.
Rules. Oh.
Yeah. Y'all can hear this?
No, I'm just commenting.
Yeah. Commenting.
Oh, okay. On lunch.
Just,
The old man known as Koshe grumbles, but he spins the thunderstorm and it turns into cloth, and he wraps it around his waist.
Oh, thank God.
And sits back down and says in a croaking voice that he is here to see the mistress. And Zorka answers him and says, "She is unavailable. She will contact you when she is ready for your services." The old man kind of spits and thumps his fists on the table and says, "Well, very well. At least bring me lunch." And Zorka says, "Very well," and retreats into the kitchen.
Dang.
Now, Chance sits down.
Yeah.
Damn it. Where does he sit down?
Wherever he likes.
Guess my usual spot, which I assume is away from both of them.
Yeah, kind of. I think you guys usually kind of
sit in the middle.
Oh, I guess this is your... Is this your dining
room? Yeah, this is the dining room.
Okay.
That's
excellent.
Cute. I didn't even notice.
Is this the door?
I guess so.
I built
that. Oh, you built that.
Yeah, sure, that's
she
the door.
She built that, but...
Well, here, I'm just going to... Is this you?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let's see something. This would be Koshe.
Oh.
This is Gaj's usual spot.
And the coffin
is the kitchen
man
back here?
Coffin man always actually sits here.
Oh.
Gaj is here. Luhi likes to sit here.
Yeah,
at the head.
You guys usually sort of congregate down here across from Gaj and next to
Hendrik.
Mm-hmm. And is kitchen over here or over here?
Kitchen's actually over here.
Oh, okay.
You can put
I figured it was in a corner.
You can put a yellow block there.
And there's like a... I think I described what it was called.
Cabinet?
Oh.